Bring your attention to the natural breath, the pulsation of expansion and contraction throughout the body. You may allow the eyes to open slightly, gazing softly, pointed at the nose, or the eyes may remain closed. Observe the sound of the breath, sensations of air moving at the nostrils. Allow the aperture of the mind to open, to include the entire body, feeling the rise and fall of the ribcage, the belly. Notice when the body is breathing in and when the body is breathing out. On the in-breath, be aware of sensations throughout the body. On the out-breath, be aware of sensations throughout the body. Notice every part of the breath. Don't miss any phenomena. As the breath reaches into every cell of your body, maybe there are tingling sensations. Maybe there is heat or coolness. Maybe there is pressure, tightness, or contraction. Maybe there's resistance somewhere in the body. Maybe there are areas where there's no sensation in the body. Or maybe there's release, relaxation. Just notice, just observe. Notice if there's any emotion present. An emotion is a combination of thought and sensation. Deeper layers of thoughts and feelings might start to come to the surface or intensify as you go into the body. Old memories, feelings, anything that is in the unconscious may come up. Don't get caught in any story. Drop the story. Become disinterested in any thoughts that are arising, and try to open completely to your experience without resistance. Be fully aware of the changing phenomena, but disinterested in the meaning or content. Let go of the need to know why certain feelings or sensations are there. This is how you become free of your conditioning. You stop responding to the thoughts generated by the mind. Stop reacting with the mind while allowing the sensations to arise and pass away. Over time, the whirlpool of the mind will start to calm down as energy or prana is freed from the patterns. So long as you are no longer interested in the particular content of the phenomena. Observe with a beginner's mind, a not knowing mind, a mirror mind. A mirror doesn't care what is arising, it simply reflects reality as it is. The mirror doesn't move in response to what is being reflected. It is a revelation when you realize there's nothing to do in meditation. You can relax or surrender into what is already happening. No matter what comes up, you don't have to do anything. Whatever hindrances arise in the meditation, we treat them the same way. Pleasant or unpleasant, itching, tiredness, dullness, restlessness, fantasies, physical pain, emotions, memories, bliss, inner dialogues or narratives, images in the mind. We allow them to be as they are. We don't push them away. And we stay with the field of changing sensation in the body. Keeping awareness at the root level of sensation. In this way, we have a complete experience of everything that is arising, but we don't judge. We let go of preferences. We don't push anything away, and we don't grasp at anything. Just observe, letting the stream of changing phenomena come and go. The more you just observe, the more the changing phenomena is allowed to change freely. The energy is allowed to circulate in the body, moving with its own intelligence. Allow the inner energy, the inner aliveness, to move inside the body. Allow it to circulate freely. It is healing energy, evolutionary energy. The energy knows what to do. Don't try to control anything or micromanage what is happening. Your only job is to get yourself out of the way. Remain aware. Remain as the unchanging space in which everything arises and passes. Rest as the unchanging awareness within which everything arises and passes. Rest as this space, this primordial consciousness that has no preference, no agenda. Awareness is not becoming anything. It is perfect as it is. Nothing can be added and nothing can be taken away from awareness. Rest as awareness, letting the inner energy circulate freely. The more you rest within awareness, the deeper unconscious layers of resistance within the self structure will arise. And you may find that greater equanimity will be needed to remain conscious and present. The deeper your surrender to what is, the deeper the purification.